Hi, everyone. That's right. It's time for some good stuff. So we hope you get a stop for a couple minutes and just relax and enjoy. Let's kick it off talking about Tri-State Livestock News. Longtime advertiser with us. You know, you need to immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News with comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News, and you can get it simply by going to tsln.com.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check things out here in Valentine in north central Nebraska. Cherry County is 4 million acres and about 5,000 people, 6,000 people, 600,000 cows, so lots of wide open spaces. Check things out for your next vacation trip, like waterfalls, golfing, whatever it might be, at visitvalentine.com. Kim, what are you going to share for the good stuff?
We crossed paths not very long ago with Janet Parker. She shared some of her poems, and I'm going to share one of hers with you today called Redneck. Do you suppose I'm a redneck? I'd really like to know. Foxworthy makes it sound like someone kind of slow. When I heard rednecks use words like oostakood, I got a creepy feeling that really wasn't good. When I'm out working and I wipe my nose upon my sleeve, I just get a funny feeling that a redneck I might be. Or if we're busy running cattle down the chute, I don't even notice when cow poop splatters across my snoot. Living in the country, my apparel often looks quite tacky. Holes and mismatched stripes and checks, some might think I'm tacky. Coveralls of army green, seed caps, and polyester. Hat hair, sometimes I think I look like Uncle Fester. When working in the hayfield, I often wear my shorts. The tan I get is not that of a bathing beauty sort. The front of my legs, a chocolate brown. The back, completely white. My backside could make a good reflector post at night. You know that hayfield tractor brings sweat blisters to my seat? When I'm in town and they begin to itch, I try to be discreet. When I feel the call of nature and home is far away, I just drip dry and hope my neighbor's plane's not out that day. When I wonder who I am and ponder all my deeds, I don't think I'm a redneck of the Foxworthy breed. But if I wear a t-shirt and cap for hours in the sun, there's no question about the redneck. Positively, I am one.
There you go.
Oh, Janet Parker's.
Here's one. I don't know where it came from. I don't know the author on this one, but it's called High Five. Okay. One lazy afternoon, the phone rang. I picked it up. It was my buddy Don, who's a racetrack fanatic. "You won't believe what just happened to me," he said. Without a pause, he continued. "I had this crazy dream last night about the number five, and there were five horses in a field, and they were prancing around the number five." This sounded a little wacky, but he said it so enthusiastically that I thought this could be a good story. So I said, "Okay, then what?" He said, "Then I woke up thinking about horses and the number five. As I was about to eat breakfast, I picked up my race schedule and found out that the fifth race today was to start at 5:05, and the number five horse in that race was named High Five." I was thinking, well, what a coincidence, but Don didn't really give me a chance to say anything. Then he said, "I counted the money that I had happened to have in my wallet. I had exactly $555. Five $100 bills, five tens, and five ones." Don was getting really excited as he told me on his phone. So he went on. "So I drove to the track and I parked in the fifth spot in the fifth row. I entered gate five. I bet my $555 on High Five. I made sure to set in section five, row five, seat five." By this time, I really couldn't stand the suspense anymore, so I interrupted him. "So Don, did your horse win?" "No," Don said. "He came in fifth." Not everything's a sign, I guess.
I guess so. That is so very, very true. Okay, more things that'll make you scratch your head. Is it true that the only difference between a yard sale and a trash pickup is how close to the road everything is placed?
Yeah, it's a little closer to the curb when it's trash pickup.
In winter, why do we try to keep the house as warm as it was in the summer when we complained about the heat?
And we tried to keep it cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If at first you don't succeed, shouldn't you try doing it like your wife told you to do it?
Oh, no comment.
Oh, more head scratching. I'll wrap. This is my last one. The statistics on sanity are that one out of every four North Americans is suffering some sort of mental illness. Think of your three best friends. If they're okay, then it's you.
And that's the good stuff.